from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, baby. Here we go. It is hour number two of the GBAC Nation Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. We're here at the Globe where you can get all you can eat at the ballpark. Yeah, Fridays and Sundays this year, enjoy an elevated suite experience starting at only $125 with food and beverage included. Call 972-RANGERS for more details on that. Time now to take a look at this ever-evolving world of the NFL. It's Eric's and filling in for Wolchuk. NFL News of the Day.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. I do want to leave you with this big L here from the 214. A little bit self-inflicted. He's very self-aware about the decision he's making, but he says that he's breaking his current lease to move back in with his ex-baby mama to save her from getting evicted. And he notes, stupid decisions. But that's where, you know, that's where some folks are here in the Metroplex right now. That's what they're dealing with. So just think about that.
So
guy.
His child is with the baby mama, and he's trying to keep really the child from being put on the street, right?
Feels that way. Yeah. Doing what he can.
That's an honorable
doing
thing to do, man.
No question about it.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's a lot of ways to raise a family, but, I mean, whatever problems you're solving by moving out in the first place, probably
the right decision.
I don't know, man. I mean, you're having to move back in there. I would say just make it work. Mm-hmm. Once you make a baby,
it
work.
How do you feel about, man, here we are, like giving advice.
Yeah.
But how would you feel about taking the child?
And there's that too.
You know, and then making arrangements at your place that the child's going to be at your place.
Sometimes that just won't happen though. You know, judge won't let you.
Yeah.
You know, judge
she's
just
about
thinks
to get
she's
evicted.
The more fitter parent. Yeah.
She's, you know, I mean, like I would argue like, listen, the child's in danger of being put on the street.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you let me take the child? I'll get child care.
Yep.
And the child will be.
So then I would say, you know, now you have to deal with mom who's mad that she can't see her baby and is trying to make your life hell. It would probably be better if you could go back with the DeLorean, with the flux capacitor, back in time and just do whatever it takes to keep her happy. That's my approach.
And I think I'm kind of thinking like if it's
done, I think the Lord
done.
Sides with me, Chief.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
There's certainly
sorry to go biblical on
no
you.
No
it's a Friday, we got the good fun vibes flowing.
You never have to apologize for going biblical to me personally.
I would
now.
Say like, listen, you can come see the baby when you want to come see the baby or the child.
Yeah.
But you need to get yourself together.
Yeah,
you know,
can't be
the fact
evicted.
That you're the fact, yeah. You know, if me taking care of the child helps you get your life back together where you can, you know, we can maybe make some arrangements from there.
Yeah.
But obviously, she can't pull it together. She's going to get evicted.
Yeah.
So maybe the child's better off with me anyway. I don't think a judge would side. Now I could be way, way wrong about this, but if the judge is saying, you know, he's going to say, well, wait a minute, where does the child's safety have a better
sure.
chance? It appears it's with the dad and not the mom. Which
yep.
I'm not trying to take kids away from moms. I'm just saying, you know,
where is this guy at? I want a follow up. Like, why is she your ex? Right yeah, there. Yeah. She's yeah. an ex for a reason, fam.
Is that a text in? Did we get that? That's what that was a text. Somebody sent that text.
That was definitely a text.
Yeah, let's follow up with that.
In the 214, biggest L. I'm breaking my lease to move back in with my ex baby mama.
That's an admirable thing you're trying to do.
Still your baby mama though.
Yeah. You're breaking your lease. You got to pay that penalty. And then you got to come back and take care of her. And like I said, she's an ex for a reason. So let's hope everything works out.
Yeah. There's a lot going on there.
A lot.
This is a guy whose heart's in the right place, though, I feel like.
Yeah, that's the one they love.
Like something stupid I would do.
They love that one the most.
Yeah, he's borderline too nice.
Oh, here's 10 grand. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Whenever you want to get it back to me.
What?
Never. Exactly.
Okay.
That's me walking out afterwards, yeah.
I am going to give you the single best football analysis of one player that I've ever heard, okay? So just know
that. Got something working between the hip and the knee?
No, we're not talking baseball.
Pretty impressive.
Okay, we're talking football here, all right?
Excellent speed and quickness despite his mammoth size. I've heard that one.
It's a pretty good one.
I had a scout say that one time. This guy's got excellent speed and quickness despite his mammoth size.
That is tough to – that's going to be a tough one.
You're not
going to
beat that one.
Mm-mm. That's what you're going all in with?
Yeah.
That's the best football analysis you've ever heard about a player?
This guy's sure as death and taxes.
Well, we do have an update. We know that the Packers and the Eagles are starting on a Friday night.
Brazil.
In Brazil. We heard about their disdain for the color green.
Ooh.
And there's been so many rumors about not being able to wear green there, but you bring in the Green Bay Packers and the filthy Eagles.
Yeah.
And
that's how the NFL messed this one up.
Who were the ad wizards that came up with
this? Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing. It's a real thing.
Man, come on, bro.
Soccer teams.
Okay, I don't know how real it is, but I just saw the update on what the Eagles are going to be wearing.
Black.
And they're wearing – they've never done this before, right?
Yeah.
The Eagles wearing a black helmet.
Yeah.
They're wearing black pants.
Yeah.
They will be wearing a white jersey. Now, it looks like there are still the green numbers. It does still look like green numbers.
I think they're holding these things up. I thought it were gold. I thought they were kind of goldish numbers.
The graphic that they tweeted out, the filthy Eagles.
Those look good. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. And their helmets are so dark green that they can look black at times, I guess, and maybe their pants as well. But this is legit black pants, legit black helmet with the white jersey. So
maybe a little green is allowed.
Maybe just a touch of green is allowed. It'll be interesting to see what the Packers are able to pull off here. They're the home team. They're supposed to be wearing a green jersey. So I don't know, but I do know that the Eagles are wearing more black on their uniform than they ever have.
Packers are wearing their 1995 throwbacks uniforms with gold helmets.
The blue and gold ones.
Navy blue, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I know the Brazil national team has played there. They're usually in like a yellow or a white, but they have a little green on the crest for the country, you know. Green's a pretty prominent color around Brazil. That must be quite a amount of sports passion.
You ain't kidding, man. Okay, we also have the Rashee Rice situation.
Did he get suspended?
No, he is not, and they don't anticipate that he's going to be
on the waivers.
Not going to be on the commissioner's exempt list either, unless there's a material change in the case. So the NFL is really waiting for the legal situation to play out before determining anything. So there's a very good chance that Rashee Rice doesn't miss any time this season, and it could be at a later date when he actually gets the penalty by the league once a ruling comes down. So I know a lot of people have been avoiding Rashee Rice in their fantasy drafts and whatnot, but it seems like that's still going to be, like, he was legit last year. That's still an awesome player. And so if the Chiefs don't have to miss him for any time, which at this point it doesn't look like they will maybe for this season, at least not early on in the season, there's just an update on his situation.
League wants that three-peat.
Yeah, dang right he does. First ever in the NFL.
League's doing a good job of not making their players' missteps off the field into big national news. You know, I think that's what kind of they learned from the Zeke deal is, like, man, there was not even any prosecution here, and we just made this huge controversy out of it that soiled one of the top brands we have in our league.
Mm-hmm.
This was not good for us. And the guy was never convicted, and we're suspending him for 6 games. We got way carried away trying to get into the world of law and order when we should be running football teams.
Yeah, but what about our guy in Vegas? Killed that
Henry
guy.
Ruggs, yeah, yes.
Those, I mean, don't they? I mean, they. I kind of felt like that the league is saying, listen, if you're going to continue to drink, drive fast, whatever, that we're going to come down on you for those kinds of things.
Yes.
You know? I thought the Ruggs thing was going to, they were going to say, when are you going to learn? When we're going to take game checks away from you. When are you going to learn?
Yeah.
and send a message. And obviously they don't think so.
I mean, these happen quite often in the NFL. It's kind of crazy for a league of 1,500 players how often you get a Josh Brenn or a who was the other guy in the 90s? Goodrich?
Dwayne Goodrich, yeah. That was early 2000s, yeah.
Well, wow. The Ja'Marr Chase saga, I mean, this is a big one here for the Bengals. He's looking to get paid. He's a year – he came out into
he's
the NFL.
2 years.
Yeah, he's still got 2 years left on his deal, unlike what Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb both just had. So he's trying to get to the big contract a year earlier than these other guys, similar to like what Zeke did some years ago. So you have Ian Rappaport of NFL Network saying that he wants to be the highest paid wide receiver. He wants to beat Justin Jefferson, even if it's just by 1 cent. He wants to be the highest paid receiver in football. So, and that's his LSU teammate. Ja'Marr Chase was thought to be the better player while they were there. He was younger, but as a true freshman, he's like absolutely dominating. Yeah. And so, but now since coming into the league, Justin Jefferson has probably been a little bit better than him. And so, but you know, Ja'Marr Chase and the confidence, and of course, wanting to get paid and having that sort of that competition there with your teammate from college. He wants to be, even if it's just a cent, he wants to be the highest paid, but he's playing for the Bengals, and they don't usually fork up all the money and reset markets at any position, let alone
a... Did they do with Burrow?
With Burrow.
I'm just asking. I wasn't trying to check Burrow, you on that. I'm just saying, I thought they did it with Burrow.
Burrow did get paid, yes. Yeah. So we'll see, man. That'll be crazy if Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, and that's another tough one in a fantasy draft. If you're doing a fantasy draft, I know I got a couple of mine this weekend. You're like, crap. Where can I take him if he's going to be serious about this? How far is he going to take this?
I just worry about guys missing game checks. You know, I find that really, really hard that you're that dug in.
You're going to end up with way less. Than the gold. That
I always
you
remember
want.
Le'Veon Bell, and I think Le'Veon Bell. He didn't accept a $16 million a year contract, something like that. He thought he could get more. Mm-hmm. And he left all that money on the table there. Man,
this thing has been very important to athletes since the beginning of pro sports. And if you're the upper, classman, you know, maybe you feel like I want to be the top paid guy once we get to the NFL. And if you're the younger guy, you're like, I want to prove that I was the guy. I was more than that guy. I am that guy. And, you know, I think it's kind of getting hung up on the wrong thing, but it's real. That comparative mind will lock in and be obsessed with, you know, recognition that you're the best. What's up, ladies?
You have Mike McDaniel, Dolphins head coach, getting an extension through 2028. So kudos to him.
Have you seen his look?
Yes.
Number one offense, made the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Dolphins train wreck before you got him. Like, I'd be looking to give this dude a lifetime contract right now. He gets along so well with everybody in the organization. The players like him. The front office likes him. Like, whew.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. He's done so much for them. They're one of the more must-watch teams just because of the excitement they bring, especially offensively. But their offense has completely faded at the end of each season. They come out of the gates incredible. And then get them into November and December in playoff atmospheres.
Figuring them out a little bit?
And they can't, they can't get it done. How much of that is McDaniel, the play caller and play designer? How much of that is Tua? I don't know. But that's going to be something that they're going to have to get cleaned up here. They just paid Tua. I don't know how smart of a move that was. But nonetheless, happy for McDaniel, one of the funnest teams and funnest offenses in all of football, at least for the first couple months of every season. And there's a crazy new technology that's pretty cool right now. It's a $3 patch from Gatorade, and NFL players are starting to wear this. And basically, it's trying to get ahead of things like soft tissue injuries and cramps by being able to monitor the hydration levels and sodium levels
on
each player.
Finally, somebody figured this out.
So there's like a patch. Yeah. That they get to wear. It's the GX sweat patch.
There you
go. It's brought to you by Gatorade, and they're trying to get this all over the NFL, but it's a single-use adhesive patch, and I guess there's been players all across training camps and preseasons and stuff that have been that have been wearing this thing. But trainers will basically just stick a patch on each player's inner left forearm before practice, where it collects sweat and measure its sodium concentration. Then after practice is done, each patch can be scanned using the GX app to show how much body fluid was lost, how much sodium needs to be replenished for the athlete to recover efficiently. So NFL teams then can use this data to create a personalized electrolyte mix for each player. And then players are required to drink from the same bottle throughout the practice so that their fluid intake can also be tracked. So it's kind of a cool deal to mitigate dehydration, cramps, soft tissue injuries, that kind of stuff. Something to consider here. I like where this thing is going. And
yeah, I'm trying to look it up right now, man.
Week,
this is great.
Week one and week two.
Yeah, you can buy them. You can buy them straight up. You get like a 70 pack for like 20, or maybe it's a 20 pack for $70. I don't know. Something like that. Here is the quote.
Seems pretty pricey.
I believe this. It's a $3 patch. Every time you use it, you just spent $3.
Well,
cup
yeah.
of coffee.
Yeah.
Pretty pricey for you and I, but for NFL teams, they get them all free, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the quote. Here's the analysis. I believe this is the best football analysis and scouting report that we've ever received.
Hit
this
us
comes
with it.
Courtesy of Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch, ooh, talking about Christian McCaffrey. Quote, the snow bunny Pearl is going ape-ess right now, toting that tater bud. He be doing hella-ess out of the backfield with that ball.
Yeah.
End quote.
The snow bunny.
The snow bunny Pearl is going ape-ess right now, toting that tater bud. He be doing hella-ess out of the backfield with that ball.
That is
good.
He's got
it. He's the greatest, man.
That is good.
Let's get him a gig on TV.
Amazing.
Because
yeah, that's
they're
from
awesome
his,
and white.
It's from his new podcast. And
what's his podcast called?
Somebody was kind of talking over him when he said it, so I just went ahead and made it to where,
there you go,
I wrote it down. I don't even know what it's called. I'm sorry. I do have it here.
Is it called Beast Mode?
It should be called the Beast Mode Podcast, to be honest with you. It's called Get Got, the Get Got Pod.
Oh, okay.
I saw Mark Cuban was on Jalen Brunson's podcast. You guys see that? And they talked about his free agency and everything. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll have time to get to that a little bit later on. But anonymous GM poll. No, I'm sorry. Anonymous agent poll with The Athletic. What's the most dysfunctional organization in the NFL? Would Jerry be surprised to see the results of that and so much more? It's the G-Bag Nation live at the Comerica Backyard, and we're here to talk about it with you here in the G-Bag.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bag Nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back, Nation. We're live Comerica Backyard here at the Globe. Rangers baseball back tonight here in Arlington. Great chance to come out and see them. Now, it is a sellout tonight. First 15,000 get Corey Seager bobbleheads. And it's Margaritaville Friday night here with the Jimmy Buffett party scene and everything going down like that. But, you know, next week Jacob DeGrom's going to be pitching for the Texas Rangers, which is just exciting. And I think before too long, Kamar Rocker's going to be up here. You kidding me? You don't think Ray Davis is looking at that as an opportunity to get fans excited and make another, you know, 10 grand or something on a Friday night? That's really important to him.
Yeah.
Mr. Penny Pincher himself.
10 grand.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be like, I know you guys put a 50-inning limit on him, and he could get injured. He's coming back from a shoulder and a Tommy John, but if I start him one more game here, it could really help my bottom line, you know? I'm trying to get to $5.13 billion before the end of this year. I've had too much time at 5.12. You know, we gotta grind out these extra tens of thousands of dollars wherever possible. You know, keep your eye on the prize. What's really important. Again, Ray, thanks so much for the World Series championship. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thanks for bringing in Simeon and Seager. Mm-hmm. But if that's all you needed to be satisfied, now you're like, well, hey, you know, the Mavs won a championship like 15 years ago and the fans still talk about it. I'm good for another 15 years. Barely making the playoffs. That sounds about right. If that's what you want to do, Ray, just sell the damn team, please. Okay? Because CY and Boach – and, you know, I'll give some credit to JD as well, have put the pieces in place for this thing to be special for a long time. We shouldn't just settle for one. Let's go do it, okay? Luxury tax threshold. You kidding me? You see the Dodgers payroll? It's like $320 million. It's like $80 million more. They're like, yep, we're going to be paying the luxury tax here for the next 4 or 5 years, but that's the price of doing business.
Ray sees the Oakland A's coming into town. He's like, I like the way they do business over there. What do they got? Like
yeah.
A $50 million payroll.
Tell me about this Moneyball thing. You know, we just need to draft and develop better, guys. Always asking me to spend money. What do you think this is?
Did Billy Bean make the trip here today?
They're coming in here hot, too, fellas. They've been doing some winning over the last month.
They have been doing some winning.
But we have an anonymous agent survey that's fantastic from the world of the NFL. The segment's brought to you by Soda, that state of the art. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. You know, the agent's perspective, I think, is the one I'm most interested in when it comes to all this.
That was an incredible burp that you just snuck past.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You're undetected?
The ability that you just, I mean.
It wasn't undetected.
What a balancing act.
You got the players, you got the anonymous GMs, but they got some sort of an axe to grind. You know, I think these agents are working so closely with all the different components involved. Their perspective might be the best. On Jones ownership, anonymous agent, I don't think they want to win. I don't think they want to win above all. Wow. Jerry wants to turn profits and make headlines. I think the game has passed him by. I wonder how Jerry Jones would look at that. Boy, he's taking it from all angles, isn't he? Mm-hmm. You got Dak saying he lacks credibility. You got anonymous agents saying, you know, the game has passed you by, Jerry. What are you going to do to prove us wrong, brother? Now, you know, I'll tell you, it's sad that, you know, I'm a guy that did not play football, wasn't a co-captain of a national championship team like you were back in the day. You know, but the thing with Jerry is he left football for 20 years. He comes back in, and within, what, 3 years, he built a dynasty? That's because it's not that hard if you really, really want it. It's a copycat league, always has been. There's always been teams providing the blueprint. And he stepped up and said, oh, well, it's pro football, not that hard. Watch this. And he got it done to the tune of 3 championships in 4 years, right? And now, all these years later, he has become so deluded by his drive and his distractions that a guy like me, who never played football, hell, definitely not in college, spent the first 15 years of my broadcast career working in an NBA market, talking Pac-10 football, barely even looking at the NFL other than in my own interests. And even I have a much better idea of what it takes to win a championship than Jerry Jones, the self-described best GM in football. So I think that's tough, Jerry, and I'm going to challenge you. What are you going to do about that?
Yeah, he loves it. He feeds off of it. And it just makes him, I think, even more entrenched into where he's at. And it's not that he probably has extra motivation to prove everybody wrong, in a sense, but what's tangible that he's actually doing with that motivation that's different than what he's been doing this entire time, it'd be tough to really put your finger on anything. But when he starts this thing off, what does he do? He makes the most important hire, the head coach. And he freaking nailed it.
He did.
And then he decided that he wanted to be the guy that was more of the shot caller. And so now it's a different type of head coach that you're hiring. Mike McCarthy, no problem, man. Don't really need to look at the free agent stuff, player acquisition, whatever. You guys handle that. Surprise me with a 4th-round pick you just spent on a quarterback everybody thinks sucks. Okay, very good. No problem. I don't mind that because I'm Mike McCarthy, and that's okay. And I'm a guy that got lucky 1 year. I had one of the greatest quarterback talents ever. I won a Super Bowl with that. Cool. I'm the type of guy you want to hire, Jerry, because I'm going to stay out of your hair a little bit. Jimmy Johnson's like, no. I'm going to be doing something here. I'm the football guy. I'm going to find the quarterback. I'm going to build the roster, and we will hoist Lombardis together. And if you get back to that mindset, Jerry, then you can start the process of figuring it out. Get the coach right. You haven't done it since Jimmy.
Yeah.
And then we'll start worrying about the quarterback.
If he hires Belichick, are you guys going to slam him?
No, I'm not going to. I'm not slamming anybody for hiring the greatest football coach of all time. I'm not going to do that.
Dawson?
I think that's another potential for the game has passed him by.
Mm-hmm.
But, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know what the evidence was that Belichick can give you an edge after Brady left. Like the
just
decisions
look at
were
last,
bad.
Look at this last three or four drafts.
But if he's going to be head coach, he's going to help you scout the opponent, and you're going to have a front office and a real offensive coordinator, I'd be excited about Belichick.
Has he ever hired a real offensive coordinator? I mean, we could talk about the guy.
McDaniels.
Weiss. Yeah, I think he had
nobody that's ever succeeded somewhere else.
Yeah, Weiss. I mean, yeah. I mean, to me, football. You talk about Belichick, and you know the fact that he'll come in here and he'll want to work and stuff, and you know he'll be that part of it. But I think the Patriots made the right decision. Yeah. He was running the personnel department. The way that he ran the personnel department, their drafts were terrible. Their team's terrible. It's one of the worst teams, you know, when you look at right now, Elliott Wolf's dealing with a mess of an organization. So, you know, I'm kind of like in that situation right now where I don't know if I want Bill Belichick to come rolling in here.
And that's totally fine. But it would show that Jerry's willing to acquiesce a little bit to a football person.
He did it for
Parcells.
It with Parcells.
Best run franchise, Cowboys weren't in the top 10. It was mostly Chiefs, Niners, Eagles. Which is the most unstable franchise? Cowboys finished tied for third in that one.
Got to be the Jets, right?
Yeah. Well,
most unstable franchise, Jets.
Chief, you got that?
Yeah, unstable is going to be the Panthers, then the Raiders, then the Jets.
Yeah, okay, there we got the Panthers. I totally forgot about the Panthers.
But they got as many votes. I mean, the Jets, Jaguars, Cowboys, and Cardinals all got the same amount of votes for most unstable. But I don't think it's that bad. They're not unstable.
Who?
The Cowboys. Oh. Yeah. The Cowboys are not unstable.
No.
It's very stable. Almost, you'd argue, a little too stable with some of the same faces.
I think they're kicking Jerry in the nuts here on this thing.
I would use the word impotent. Yeah. I would use the word impotent instead of unstable.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe capped. I don't know. Which franchise had the best offseason? Commanders won that poll. They like the hire of Dan Quinn and the drafting of the quarterback. And, you know, obviously you move on from that owner that gives it a chance to have better leadership from the top.
Sure. I think that's really what it is. Just not having Dan Snyder there anymore is a huge, huge win.
Let me ask you this. Should agents, and I'm not trying to defend Jerry Jones here, and I know it sounds like it, but should agents hate Jerry Jones for the fact that the amount of money from the contracts that they've done, that everything seems to be, they fight him, but at the end of the day, their players have seemed to have gotten the most value for their fight?
Yeah, no, I mean,
I'm just asking, if you're an agent, you should kind of look at Jerry Jones as I'm going to battle him, but he's going to give my guy more money.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to cheapskate me, but he's going to make me fight and fight and fight and fight. At the end, I'm going to get my contract.
Yeah, I don't think they dislike him. You know, I think he's a likable guy. Maybe you could be annoyed if you don't have any players that have been drafted by them, because he's not going to go, you know, make a compelling offer to your free agent coming in from another team.
I kind of look at the guys. I mean, I think CeeDee Lamb's agent's probably pretty happy with Jerry Jones right now. Yeah, he kind of kicked his ass the whole way, but he ultimately got what he wanted. Ezekiel Elliott, all these guys that Zach Martin, he didn't have to extend Zach Martin. He extended Zach Martin. With the thing with Terrence Steele, injured and stuff. My guy's hurt, and you're giving him more money.
Yeah.
As an agent,
This poll is more about, like, how good you are doing your job for your team. Yeah. I don't think there was a question, like, how easy are these guys to work with.
Right. But
they're going to say that Howie Roseman is the best general manager. Mm-hmm. I think the guy in Kansas City is actually the best.
They like Roseman a lot.
Best
GM. Brett Veach won it with the Chiefs.
Yeah, Kansas City, right.
Roseman was second.
Okay, Roseman is second, though. But how do you think about Philadelphia's team right now? What do you guys think about Philadelphia's team?
Borderline playoff team.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's the best general manager? So I don't trust any of these
damn agents.
He's
put you in the Super Bowl twice in the last 7 years.
I get it, but I'm just saying, though, I'm just asking you guys. I just asked you both.
Yeah.
You both said
But I believe that the best GMs are riding the teeter-totter. We're up a couple of years. We're much more down a couple of years.
Sure.
So I think, you know, the fact that the Eagles are the evils, I like that. That was unintentional. But the fact that they're mid this year, I think, is actually a sign that they're doing it right. But Brett Veach won it with the Chiefs. I mean, how could you not? Commanders won the poll of best offseason. Eagles came in fifth there, locking up Devontae Smith before the receiver market took off. They extended A.J. Brown as well, signed Saquon Barkley. I don't know. That's a lot of money for an injury-prone running back.
Mm.
They helped the defense with Vic Fangio. I don't know about that. First two picks on corners to help an older cornerback room. That was a pretty good draft they had, didn't they, Brian?
Yeah, the corner they got is a good player. Yeah, absolutely.
All righty.
Well, I do think you make a good point in regards to the way agents feel about the Cowboys, Dawson, in terms of, like, the outside free agents, though. Like, yeah, they pay their own, but how many guys feel like they've gotten a low-ball offer from the Cowboys in free agency over the years?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, like, hey, Bobby Wagner, of course we'd love to have
you know what?
At a league minimum. And he's like, go F yourself. Derrick Henry's like, man, I can't even get in a room with these guys. They want nothing to do with me or whatever. So, just, I do think there is some aspect of that. But again, as Dawson mentioned, I do think this is just more of like, hey, biases aside, how do you think they run their organization compared to all the other teams that you run with? It's not about did you get your guys paid with them. It's like, is the game of football passing Jerry by?
I'm asking this question. Is there a free agent out there that you wish they would have went and bought? Is there somebody in your mind that you're like, you know what? Damn it, if they would have done this.
In this last
I'm just saying anytime.
Class?
Anytime. What? Give me the free agent that you guys, and I know that's an unfair question because you probably should have had a chance to research it a little bit.
Yeah, I would have to like.
But I just was curious. I'm as curious about that. And I wonder how that guy ended up. Was it somebody that they should have gone after, they didn't get him, or they didn't even try?
Probably Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers. You know, they like to sit with just slightly above average quarterbacks when these Hall of Famers are coming available. You know, Peyton Manning took team championship. Tom Brady, team championship.
See, this is the thing. Okay, now this is where, you know, when you look at Peyton Manning, Dawson, damaged goods?
He was pretty dang good in Denver. Didn't he throw like 45, 50
touchdowns?
But damaged
goods? You mean the Super Bowl he won, they won with the defense, but he was a damaged player.
Yes, but he
much like
had a Hall of Fame mind. And didn't screw it up, you know, even though he couldn't throw the ball 30 yards.
See, and I have a feeling if you and I were doing radio together, you would have kicked their ass for taking a damaged quarterback.
I don't think so.
No, you're good with this. You're good at saying, hey, I don't want the damaged player. I've done basketball shows with you. I've done baseball shows with you. And I guarantee you, and you would have
said. But that was one injury. You know,
you're consistent about it, though. You're consistent.
Injuries
you're like,
happen.
Don't give me the injured player.
I will take one injury Peyton Manning over five injury Tony Romo.
Yeah. I mean, like the whole thing with Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
Why do we want Max Scherzer here? Like everybody was.
I was more anti DeGrom.
And then, because
that's a track record, not just one injury that you're coming back
but
from.
That's what I'm saying.
The Colts
though,
moved on from Peyton Manning because Andrew Luck was staring them in the face. Yes, you're going to get eventually. Some injuries in sports, Brian, and I don't want the guy that is chronically injured.
Yeah.
But if the guy that's been healthy his whole career, Peyton Manning, like all those consecutive
neck
starts,
damage,
you get one injury.
Neck damage,
I'm
shoulder
sitting my
damage.
Guy here, he's got a broken back, he's got a collarbone. Tony Romo was right and left, and they're like, no, we're sticking with our guy. Yeah. As these goats are moving teams, and they're like, no, we're sticking with our dudes. I mean, these are agents, Brian.
No, you know? I'm just saying, though, to me.
None of them are caping for Jerry Jones.
Well, but the deal is though, the whole thing is these agents, and I said it earlier. These agents shouldn't be, they should be kissing Jerry's ass for the money that they're putting
that's
in their
why,
pocket.
That's why they're not because they're anonymous. Yeah. They don't. They're unbiased about the money. They're
just
sharing honest
opinions. I wonder which agents
opinions.
They're talking to be honest with you.
I don't know. Do you think they're going to hire you? Like as much as you've been defending them this week in the face of all of this.
No.
Why are you doing this, Brian?
No.
Why do you continue to defend a three decade run of crap?
I think we have to be fair about it. That's all I'm doing. That's all. I mean, I understand. I've been. Hey, the last time they won a Super Bowl, I won one the year after. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
But
it was like 5 years after the Cowboys won their last.
I wonder, though, about some of these agents. That's all. I'm just bringing it up. That's all.
Okay. Well, we do have Krusty's Corner coming up next. Brian, where would you like to take the conversation?
Yeah, I got a survey I'm going to run through with my guys. We'll do that next.
Okay, thank you, Lucius. We're live at the Globe where the Rangers take on the A's tonight. Season tickets for 2025 on sale now. It is time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, the king, Broadus.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Someone texted me and reminded me about Nnamdi Asomugha. What we, you know, when we started talking about
that was, yeah,
guys amazing. That we like free agent dudes, like we were all like excited
go
about.
Go get them, break the bank.
I was
for
like
them.
Going, I was like going, God dang, I forgot about that name, Nnamdi Asomugha. I remember being in the press box in San Antonio, and we're looking down on the field, and it's Jerry, Rob Ryan, all, they're practicing, and they're passing the phone around during practice, like recruiting him. Is what they were doing. They had him. They were trying to get the guy to come, and then he goes on to Philadelphia. But they were during the practice, you could tell that they were, you know, they were passing it around to try and get everybody to get him to get him signed up. I was kind of like, all right, here we go. We were doing like live commentary about it, like we're all in the press box like talking, okay, what are they doing, what are they getting, all this going back and forth and stuff, like it's kind of crazy.
Rob Ryan
on the phone trying to get that done. But anyway, all right, in honor of on Friday, and you know, I always like to try and have fun on I saw Dawson's Mrs. Baird's grab and go donut bag,
yeah,
over there, right,
put it on the webcam here.
Lucius, are you with us today too? Lucius, you're busy.
Physically, I'm here, yeah.
Okay, I need you for this game, if I could, all right? So we're going to play a little Friday game is what we're going to do.
Okay.
And I looked up something because I was curious. I was just curious about, you know, what are the worst things you can eat?
Like from a health standpoint?
Yeah, and I'm going to give you two things.
Not
and
good.
You got to tell me what is the worst of the two things I'm going to give you to eat.
Okay.
We're gonna play this game, okay? You ready? Because, like I say, the grab-and-goes are and the grab-and-goes are on here.
The grab-and-goes are
yeah,
on
they're here. On here.
Well, it's inspired by
It's them. Inspired by.
Shout out to Mrs. Baird, by the way.
Yeah,
man.
I just wanted to make sure. Yeah.
She's still getting it done.
All right.
Sweet lady.
Chief, I'll start with you on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is coming from dietitians. This is a dietitian top 25. Of the worst things you can eat.
Problem with that is oftentimes the D in dietitian stands for dumbass.
Okay.
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 So hopefully that's not the
right.
case here.
Okay, here we go. Fruit canned in syrup.
Okay.
Or diet soda. Which is the worst for you to eat, Chief? Or consume? How about that? Fruit in canned syrup.
Yep.
Or diet soda.
I'm sure that canned syrup is important there, but I would still say I'd rather put fruit in my body than whatever the heck a diet soda is.
So you're saying?
So I would say the fruit is healthier.
You're saying the fruit's healthier,
but it's probably got more sugar in it.
Okay. How
Disagree.
About you, Dawson?
I'm gonna say the fruit syrup's the worst. It's that high glucose corn syrup stuff.
Okay, so you're saying that's the worst. Okay,
yep.
Lucius, what's the worst for you? Fruit canned in syrup or a diet soda?
Syrup or diet soda. I would say the diet soda is worse.
Boys.
Thank you.
It's the fruit canned in syrup is the worst.
Damn,
the worst
and they give that to the kids, like young kindergarten age.
Remember that? Remember that Del Monte used to pop the can of it open, and it's like, oh, hey, and your mom's giving it to you like, oh, here, have this.
Yeah. We're eating healthy today.
She might as well hand you a cigarette, you know? Hey, here, have a cigarette while you're doing the...
Ooh, I usually like cigarettes after spicy food.
Yeah, exactly.
we'll get to a nice American cigarette conversation in the news dump here in a few minutes.
That's number one. That's the worst thing you can eat, fruit cans and syrup. That's the worst.
That's worse than whatever Dawson's eating out of Mrs. Baird's grab
and go mystery bag.
That was one verse four. That was one verse four right there. That
okay, so diet soda's
that's
not good.
Crazy. Right.
Dawson. Low-fat peanut butter or salami?
Oh, God.
I'm going to say salami. Too many preservatives.
How about you there, Lucius? Low-fat peanut butter or salami?
Low-fat peanut butter.
Chieftain?
What is more unhealthy?
Yes.
Yeah, I will probably go with the processed meat there as well.
Guys, this was a 5-9 matchup.
Okay. Close call.
Low-fat peanut butter is worse worse for you than salami.
Wow. Okay.
Because
wow.
What is low-fat peanut butter? What is that?
Yeah, what's in there?
Yeah. What are you doing to the peanut butter?
That's what they say.
I have heard that there's...
They try and trick you with the words.
There's some gut irritants in the peanut butter. Yeah. I have heard that. I've just tried to ignore it because it's so good.
All right. Here we go. This is an 11 versus 13 matchup.
Okay.
Packaged butter flavored popcorn.
Oh, God.
It's fire.
Yeah.
Or Dawson's Donuts.
I mean, you got to.
Oh, really? I'm not doing too bad.
The donuts have to be
I
worse.
I thought this would be top five.
Today you've consumed number four. Yeah.
How is that only? How can that be?
Let's go.
Just fake bread dipped in fake sugar.
Lucius, yes.
With some ingredient that keeps them fresh for months.
Years.
On the shelf. That's got to be horrible.
That's insane.
Lucius, tell me, is it a packaged butter flavor popcorn or donuts? Which one is worse for you?
If that popcorn didn't have that buttered flavor, it'll probably be better than the donuts, but I'm going with the donuts because what is that buttered flavor? What is that?
Yeah, something fake. You never know.
Yeah, it is. It's a science experiment.
It doesn't melt?
What are you going with there?
Does it melt?
It doesn't melt. Like the ones that are already in the package,
yeah.
And you open it up, have to spread it on there. Like yeah. It didn't melt the whole time. What is this?
That
it didn't stiffen up. What are you doing?
Yeah. I do think the donuts, like just my brain says that the bread dipped in sugar should be worse.
Yeah.
So you're saying the donuts
is worse.
Okay. Lucius, what did you say? Did you say donuts?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Dawson?
Worse? Which one is the worse?
Yeah, which one was the worst?
I think it's that butter stuff on the popcorn.
Oh, the butter popcorn. I'm sorry. I got to hear better.
It's okay.
Dawson?
I'm going to go with the donuts. They will constipate you.
This was an 11 versus 13 matchup.
Yeah.
It's a packaged donuts.
Yeah, they're worse.
They're worse.
Yes.
They're worse.
Okay, finally, common sense wins out for the first time.
Yeah, we have time for one more.
The history of this game.
It has enriched flour.
Yeah,
I mean, this is what is that?
Fortifying.
What is that?
Fortifying.
I mean, how bad could sodium aluminum phosphate be?
Yeah. Okay,
aluminum.
Here's the final one. Here's the final.
Shout out to the FDA for approving it too.
Here's the final. I got two of these, but I'll maybe come back with the next one. Chief.
Yes, sir.
Microwavable. I can't even say it. Microwavable. Using microwave.
You got the micro.
You need a shot of vodka. You need a shot of vodka.
Microwavable rice. Rice in a microwave.
There you go.
Or low-fat ice cream. This is an 18 versus 20 matchup.
Yeah, wow. I will say that they'll say the ice cream's worse because of all the sugar and crap that's in there. So I will say the ice cream is worse than the rice.
Dawson?
There's no way the rice is worse.
So you're going ice cream?
Yeah.
Lucius?
I hope not, because I definitely used a microwavable pack of rice for lunch today with my chili.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, man, it's amazing, dog.
So everybody went ice cream?
Yes.
18 versus 20 matchup. The rice is worse for you.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Than ice cream?
Yeah.
Sorry, Lucius.
Come on, bro. I'm just going to do the right thing.
All right, one more. One more here. All right, this is a 21 versus 24 matchup. This is, okay, Dawson.
There's a couple of slap teams.
Yeah. Sweet tea.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Impossible Burger from Burger King.
Oh, wow. We already know what it is, man.
Sweet tea's worse.
Lucius?
I'm going to say the Impossible Burger because it's a whole lot of ingredients that are not really ingredients. They're like car parts.
The impossibly healthy burger. There's no way that burger's healthy. It's impossible that there's any good flavor with that. It's impossible that you eat that burger and feel better about yourself afterwards. It's impossible that that should be consumed by a human being.
21 versus 24.
Yep.
The Impossible Burger. Yeah. Thank you, Jim. Wow. I appreciate it.
Well done.
Fake meat. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. You're going to need it after all that unhealthy food, give you the sweats.
Dawson's had two of them today.
Yeah, it's my diet, top 25. Hey, Friday news dump coming up next, Chief. What do you got?
We have a DFW sausage update. Do you find yourself eating more of that these days? Plus, the death of the heater next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.